Right now, I'd like to introduce Barry Spiro, who's going to be performing a new song that he wrote for his wife. Please give Barry a big welcome. I guess while we're waiting, I'll just tell you that, you know, I do a lottery for order here, and if people aren't prepared or they haven't arrived yet, I skip over them and then fit them in when they can get here. We have a big list tonight, 23 acts signed up, aside from all the features and mini set folks. And somewhere I lost one name. So if you come in and you don't see your name on this list, let me know and I'll give you a very nice, comfortable, happy spot. Okay? But after Barry, it'll be Bo Wiener, and then it'll be Haley Reardon, and then Mark Hastings, and there are some other people in between who haven't come yet. If you have any questions, just let me know, okay?
Walk through a storm. Is this right? Yes. Okay. Take it, Barry. Hello. Hello, I'm Barry Spiro. Hello, everybody. So this jetliner is getting ready to leave from Logan, Boston, going down to Florida, and all the passengers are lined up, sitting in their seats, getting their seatbelts on. The three stewardesses are in their positions, just smiling at all the passengers. They're putting their seatbelts on. The back door opens, and in walks the blind pilot and the blind co-pilot. The blind pilot has a white cane, and the co-pilot has a seeing-eye dog, and they walk up the aisle to the cockpit. And the passengers are getting nervous about it, and they're murmuring amongst themselves, and they look over at the stewardesses, who are nonchalantly pretending nothing is going on and reassuring the passengers. So they go on. The pilot, co-pilot, they walk into the cockpit, they close the door, and the passengers are starting to get very upset and angry and don't know what's going on. But the stewardesses are calm, and they're calming the passengers down. And the pilot revs up the engines, and the passengers are getting more nervous. The plane starts to move up the runway at high speeds, goes at full speeds, and the passengers are starting to freak out. And the plane gets just before the water, and the passengers scream bloody murder. They're just out of control. As they scream bloody murder, the plane lifts off and starts to fly. And the co-pilot turns to the pilot and says, "It's a good thing they scream so we know when it's time to take off." Yes. What? So this is a song for my beautiful, awesome wife, Marjorie. I'm a newlywed, as some of you know. We've been married 4 years. It's called Me and You. You tell me we are going out, I can't believe it's true. I've waited almost 20 years just hoping to find you. And now that I have found you, we'll start a life anew, me and you. Happy to be two, me and you. Always to be true, me and you. Never to be blue, me and you. We'll take a walk to the park, to the beach, to the rainforest too. We'll go hand in hand and then we'll say I do. And into Noah's Ark we'll march along two by two, me and you. Happy to be two, me and you. Always to be true, me and you. Never to be blue, me and you. So tell me you'll never leave me, tell me you'll never go. Tell me what it is you think I really wanna know. As we go walking hand in hand, our love will only grow. Me and you, happy to be two. Me and you, always to be true. Me and you, never to be blue. Me and you. Thank you.